Vamos a ver qué más.
Raquel Cortez and her year-and-a-half-old son, Christopher, are at home, playing on the ground and learning the importance of sounds and textures while focusing on one task at a time. But they're not alone. Patricia Escarcega, an educator with the Parents as Teachers program, is there, doing a home visit. Escarcega works with 30 families in the Sunnyside District, and the Cortezes are one of them. She visits them once a month and brings them books and toys as part of a lesson plan. This one focuses on reading and playing with different textures. Escarcega has a bucket full of beans as part of the playing activity with Christopher.
The main thing is that the parents, for the parents to realize that they're the best and the most important teachers for their children. So I can see that in this particular situation, that both of them, mom and dad, are working really good with Christopher. Not only by trying to build his vocabulary, but the other areas, the intellectual area, the social-emotional area, and the motor area as well.
The Parents as Teachers program is a voluntary early childhood family education program that begins prenatally. Joan Katz, the program director, says it's built to help parents during the first 3 years of their child's life.
And that's what parents need to understand, that we can't wait until children are 5 or 6 to develop the skills they need to be able to read and write.
Katz says about 80% of the children in the program are kindergarten ready when it's time to enroll, meaning they're able to stay at a task, they focus on the teacher's voice when the teacher is talking, they have good vocabulary, and use language to communicate with other children. The national program focuses on family well-being, nutrition, health, safety, and language and literacy skills. It's available to all parents, grandparents, and teen parents through group classes and home visits. Raquel Cortez enrolled in the program when she was pregnant with Christopher and participated in the prenatal classes. She says the program has helped her and her husband. Her older twin sons didn't join the program until they were almost 4 years old. And with Christopher, she's seeing a difference.
I didn't pay as much attention to how I should have been reading to them and singing to them from an early age. And with Christopher, I learned that we should sing to him and read to him when he's little. In fact, he was training in my belly because I would sing to him and read to him. So now he sees a book and he loves it.
The program is funded by Title I, First Things First, outside grants, community donations, and Parent Connections, a nonprofit group. But with state budget cuts and a failing override proposal in last year's ballot, Sunnyside will have to make cuts next academic year. Katz believes the Parents as Teachers program is too valuable, and because it has outside sources helping.
Hopefully we're not at risk. We continue to look at our outcome data, and I think that speaks pretty much for itself.
Katz, the program director, says the program has been at Sunnyside for almost a decade, and school officials keep track of every student that comes out of it. The results, Katz says, are successful.
We can show not only that our students score higher on standardized tests, state standardized tests, but we've also looked at attendance rates for children who have been in this program, 7th, 8th, and 9th grade. We've looked at out-of-school suspensions, and the data tends to be consistent that our students continue to do better in school because they come to school.
She says the program is saving the district about $300,000 a year in special education. She says it allows kids to avoid special education placement in kindergarten because they have already been seen by doctors and receive the services they need. One of those services is a hearing screening. Linda Norkis is an audiologist at the University of Arizona. She visits Ocotillo Learning Center monthly, and this time she's doing an ear exam on 10-month-old Ruben. She says most of the kids she sees have already had an audio test at birth.
But just because they pass at birth doesn't mean they might not have a late onset hearing loss. Or again, many children have fluid behind the ears. And while they're learning speech and language, that could cause hearing loss. So it's good to catch that early so that medical intervention can be done to intervene with the hearing loss.
Another component of the program is Dad and Me, an evening class where educators help fathers understand their role in their children's overall development. The Parents as Teachers program offers library story hours for children and their parents and group playtime, where Kat says toddlers learn to socialize and communicate with one another. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.